Welcome back. You're watching Yahoo Finance. Let's get a check now on how Treasury yields are doing. They were in the red for most of the day as we take a look at the 10-year and the 30-year. Now they're both in the green, just edging over. We're seeing that the 30-year is up about 0.08% and the 10-year up about 0.082%. And also the VIX, which has been tracking obviously the volatility there. A lot of people wondering in terms of risk and stress in the markets. That is also up. That is also up to the tune of 4.9%.
And bringing in Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared, help us break down some of these levels just a little bit more.
Well, let's start with the VIX, since we see that on our screen right there. And I'm going to scroll down here. We'll take a look at equity performance in just a second, but it is almost at the 30 level. And you can see that in the intraday price action. But I like to take a longer term view where we can see the relative spikes that we've had historically. Now, when we were last visiting the lows of the S&P 500, let me put that chart on real quick. This is a 2-month chart. We were heading lower, and that's when we got those lows in January. But you take a look at the VIX, of course, it moves opposite to equities prices usually, and we got that big spike up. So we haven't eclipsed that just yet, but you can see definitely inching higher here. And then you take a look at the VIX of the VIX, that's a little bit subdued, and actually that's not flashing any kind of warning sign. So it could be that the regular VIX just a little bit elevated today. But you take a look at that S&P 500 chart, I do not like the technicals on this. We are just inching lower without any real impetus. The fact that we're able to test these lows without that much momentum probably means we're going to break them in a big way. So then we look to even lower prices, and we can see maybe on a 2-year basis where some support is. I've seen it coming down all the way to about 3,800. That would be a significant decline. Hopefully we don't see that. But if we were to get a little spike down and we came right back up, that would actually be pretty bullish because we would not have had as much momentum likely on this phase of the down move as this one. So that sets up what we're calling a divergence. Now, I do want to get to the sector action of the day, and we're seeing a little bit more green, but not as much as we were during our last report about 30 minutes ago. Utilities and healthcare just barely holding on to some gains here. Consumer discretionary and the energy sector, those are mired in the red here.
And Jared, in addition to stocks, the commodity space has seen a lot of action as well, from crude to grains and metals. How are these responding to the latest on Russia and Ukraine?
Yes, let's take a look at WTI crude, because I think that's pretty telling. We just settled a little bit higher on the day, but still trading above $90 per barrel. And you take a look at what's happened on a 2-year basis, a lot of dramatic price action. As we recall, it spiked down to negative 40, but I want to bring it to a year to date so we can get a little bit more color here. We've just been bouncing around between 90 and about $96 per barrel here. Also, we just had contract rollover, so keep that in mind, but definitely flirting with these higher prices. And Brent, by the way, Brent hit nearly $100, triple digits, first time since 2014. RBOB gasoline futures also elevated at $2.71. Of course, that's not what you pay at the pump. Lots of other costs that go into that. Here's gold futures. Gold futures look kind of muted today. We've been up and we've also been down, but nevertheless, you can see the trend over the last few weeks since the beginning of February. So gold breaking higher as well. Copper futures really just not doing much today. Those are down slightly, but it's the energy prices where we see a lot of movement. And I'm going to go to our futures heat map here, and not just energy, also grains. I can't forget about wheat here. Wheat's up 5.5%. We got that Brent crude, that's up 3%. Heating oil, that's up 2.6%, and soybeans up 2%. I could go on, but you really get the idea of what's going on here. So energy prices, grains, all kinds of different metals, precious and otherwise, getting a bid here today.
Hey, Jared, just while we have you, can we talk a little bit about the yield curve and the tightening that we're seeing there right now, especially as we've been tracking the twos and the tens as of this point in time? And there you've got to look at the 5-year up on your screen now, too.
That's right. The reason I'm beginning with the five is because we're seeing a lot more movement upwards at the lower end of the curve. So if you were to think you have the very short-term rates here, the very long-term rates right here, the 5-year, which is right around here, that's up about 4 basis points. You take a look at the 10-year, that's just about flat. Well, that's up about 2 basis points. And then the 30-year had been in the red. We're going to call this break even because it's just a fraction of 1 basis point. But the point is that the lower end of the curve with the shorter maturities are actually rising more, slowly than the long end of the curve. And sometimes the long end of the curve is actually falling. All of this means that the yield curve is compressing, becoming flatter, and of course that's a recession indicator. Not that that means we're going to have a recession in a few months or even a few years, but it does highlight the instability that's built into the system here with the Federal Reserve. And I just want to show the 10-year again. I do have a chart of the 2 versus the 10-year. It's called the 2's 10s, and that is back down to 40 basis points. Might be hard to see here, but here's the peak in April, March and April of last year, and it's been a pretty steady, slow slog down for this important recession indicator. Still at 39, 40 basis points, but when it gets down to zero, that's when you really have to consider that the Fed may be overreacting here and that a recession getting priced into the markets.